Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. What Israel left behind, remember this, what Israel left behind when they said, God, we no longer want your form of government. Mm. We want a king like everyone else. Mm-hmm. And they said, and so all of a sudden God, you know, Samuel goes and he's upset, and Samuel is the prophet. You know, he's the apostolic prophet that's there, that's leading God's people, and which means God's speaking to him, and he's just sharing what God is saying to the people, and people are falling. Up to that point, that's how it was. And then, so he's upset. He's going like, my goodness, they're rejecting my leadership, and da-da-da-da. And God goes, Samuel, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. Give them what they want. And so he goes back to the people of Israel, God's chosen people, and he prophesies to them. And he tells them everything that God has done under his form of leadership and his form of government. You know, being led into through the wilderness, being set free from captivity, you know, manna and parting of the Red Sea and all the things that he had done. And at the very end, they still had one more moment in time where they could have said, I don't know what we were thinking. I don't know what got into us. We obviously are walking darkness right now. I think that we want to leave you, God, and your form of government. And they could have said, God, please forgive us. We turn back to you. We don't want a king like everyone else. But instead, they said what? Give us a king. They still said, give us a king, because they wanted socialism. No, they wanted government to meet their needs, because they could tangibly see in their own brain. And I am so tired of believers trying to find God in our finite minds. Listen, we're not that smart. Understand, God created every brain that ever was, ever is, and ever exists. And your brain is only part of that, and you're only using 10% of it, reportedly. So hang it up. It's not going to fit in your brain. It's called faith in your heart. And so they went with their brain and their thought, and they did what was right in their own mind, and they went for a king. And so God gave them Saul, but that's how the king started in the context of that, because God's people, they left his form of government, one nation under God. Israel was one nation under God now. And you can hear more about the details of this transition, because today it's the same thing, a tale of two kings, SOS. SOS is this emergency signal being tapped out. Tut, tut, tut. We might even have that emergency signal. But it's just tapping it out. And that's what's happening right now. What you've been hearing on VFN radio and throughout the nation is this tapping out of the SOS emergency signal that's been going on. In the context of that, we can respond and say, you know, SOS means send me help. You know, send me revelation. And God's been speaking. It's a tale between two kings, King Jesus and King Saul, men's form of government. And in the context of that, we can still choose God. We can choose Jesus as our king. They were one nation under God. Think about it. One nation under God, and they gave it up. Israel gave it up. We look back, and we teach on it, and the church talks about it, and we think, how in the world would they ever do that? Well, guess what? They declared their dependency on a king that day. But on July 4th, 1776, our founding fathers declared our independency from a king, King George III. Why? Because they found this God. The Bible, as we talked about, was translated into a language they could understand, and they met the God of the Bible. And they said, wait a minute, we can live as free men if we have God over us. Remember now, Israel said, we're not satisfied with God over us, one nation under God. We want a king over us. This is how significant America is. And I'm just finding out myself, because I'm willing to throw away anything that's not God's done with it or whatever. I mean, I'm ready to move on. But understanding what happened with our founding fathers and why it's been such a blessed nation is we walked out back into what Israel walked out of. Because remember, Israel was scattered all over the face of the earth when America became a nation. When they signed the Declaration of Independence, they said, we hold these truths self-evident, and all the things we talked about that you just heard, that we have to declare our independence from a king. And some people say, that's rebellion. No, the true rebellion was when Israel said, we declare our independence from you, God, and we want a king. And we've been under kings and queens so long in tyrannical governments and these supposed supreme leaders that all of a sudden we get back to normal. We don't know how to handle it. In a few years, we start talking about the concept of going back under a king again. Mm. One nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty for all. That's why we have to keep this fire burning. It's not America. It's the God over America. We need to repent and to say, like Israel, they could have done it that one moment. They could have said, I hear the prophet Samuel. I hear what's being said. And God, we want to be under you. We don't want to be under a king. We don't want to be under tyrannical leadership. We understand it. You're tapping out a message. You're tapping out a message. You're tapping out a message. SOS, SOS, which is a save our ship. Save our ship is what that means. And it's just this Morse code tapping out sound. And you can just hear it tapping in your spirit. And that's what the Lord's saying. He's responding to us with this prophetic word, but we still have to make the decision. We can't end this with saying, yeah, but I want a king. I want to be like Great Britain. I want to be like this government. I want to be like the government. I want to be one nation under God. And how did that come to pass? It came to pass when the word of God was freed from religious captivity and translated into a language that men could understand it. When they read the living, active word of God, it divided all the lies from all the truth. And men were able to meet this God and abide with God. And all of a sudden, the fruit of abiding with Jesus Christ was the United States of America, was the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution. And the only way America works, the only way it works, is being one nation under God. What came of it? Well, let me tell you what came of it. Israel came of it. Because we helped, God used us to facilitate by his spirit, by his mercy, by his grace, by a president who was raised on his mama's knees, being taught the word of God that was translated. After he removed a president that wasn't going to allow it to happen, 2 weeks after he signed a document with Jordan saying that it wouldn't happen, that he said he signed the paperwork for Israel to be a democracy, one nation under God. Mm. And today, Israel's not under a king. Israel is a government by the people and for the people. And the only way that they can exist, the only way that they can exist is one nation under God. And read about it. They will exist and God will protect them and they will stand till the end. The question is, are we going to give up one nation under God? Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, I was with you. I was like, okay, hey, you know, what is this Americanism stuff? What's all that kind of? And then I found out God spoke to me. He gave me that word. It's like we went back into what Israel came out of, and God used us to facilitate bringing Israel in. That's why we're in this relationship with Israel, because we've partnered through this. They helped fund our Revolutionary War. Hmm. You know, all these, so many things. You know, we had a place of refuge. Half the Jews on the face of the earth are in this nation of America under God. Listen, God is in this. We need to humble ourselves, pray, turn from our wicked ways, and realize it's not about all this other stuff. It's about God who loves us and has a plan for our life. Begin to abide with him again. Accept his form of government. Trust him to provide for us. And we do that by beginning to offer our first fruits to him, offer our life to him, abide and read the word that people gave their life for us to be able to read. And it's so powerful that even the unction of the power of God's word caused a president to remember the words his mother taught him from the scriptures that said, this is good. Those who bless Israel, I will bless. And he said, I'm going to sign it. Mm. And he signed it. He signed Israel become a nation.
Harry Truman.
That's exactly
powerful, it. Powerful president.
Taught the word of God. But understand, he would not have known it if it would not have been for Tyndall and Wycliffe who translated it. And all this connects. And we are part of, if we understand where we came from and get back to the place that we were, then we can truly be that city on the hill. We can be that one nation under God again. These are exciting, exciting days.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.